Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, and welcome to Why Do You Think You've Got No Friends? My name is Emily Lang. I'm an actress, writer, singer, codependent, addict, and recovering everything. And this is the Rock Bottom podcast, where we discuss the white knuckle moments when we thought it was over and how we clawed our way back to sanity and light from the absolute pits of despair. Today, we're talking about something everyone understands at least a little. Powerlessness. It's nasty and no one likes it. Unfortunately, it's something all of us have to give into at one time or another. There are many things in life that we cannot control, no matter how much we would like to. We cannot control the tide. We cannot control what time the person from BT shows up between the hours of 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. We cannot control how other people think of us. We cannot control other people. Now, control and controlling behavior sound like terrible, terrible things. But controlling behavior is not as black and white as it may seem. It doesn't necessarily mean holding a gun to a person's head and forcing them to choose your outfit for that day. Controlling behavior can be as simple as, say, folding someone's laundry for them without them asking you to. Guilty, by the way. Or taking responsibility for their life and actions. Guilty again. Or harbouring their emotions as your own and putting all of their needs before yours. Very fucking guilty. And we think we're being super beautiful and kind and magical and invaluable and selfless. But in reality, we're going, look how super beautiful and kind and magical and invaluable and selfless I'm being. I am everything you need. Please, God, don't leave me. Insert appropriate noun. Boyfriend, girlfriend, friend, flatmate, near stranger, whatever you want. Sound familiar? Don't beat yourself up. Like I've said before, whatever you've done, whatever you're feeling while listening to this, I've done it, I've felt it, it's okay. Codependency. It's a big buzzword and it's frightening. Lots of people don't understand it. I didn't for a long time. I now kind of do. I am a codependent. But like I've expressed before, this is a journey. And there's no shame in being a newcomer. As any 12-stepper will tell you, you are the most important person in the room. Codependency is a coping mechanism. If you've grown up feeling powerless, whether it was at home, amongst friends, or being bottom of the food chain in the shark tank of secondary school, it's likely you'll find yourself in the same position that I do, where you are constantly worrying about others and their perception of you. You'll happily put your own life on hold to try and better someone else's, even if they have no interest in you doing that. You want to be invaluable to someone else because you are not to yourself. All validation comes from outside sources, and that's a lot of pressure to put on another person. The entirety of your self-worth. This is why we end up staying in unhealthy relationships way past their sell-by date. Very, very, ever so fucking guilty. Being alone is like being dead. I spent the majority of my adolescence and early 20s feeling like I was made out of plastic. Like if you cut my hand off, it wouldn't bleed. Do you remember the story of the Velveteen Rabbit? In my eyes, this is a perfect depiction of codependency. That is one very codependent rabbit. If you don't know the story, it goes something like this. Little boy gets Velveteen Rabbit for some kind of holiday. Christmas, I believe, but this is TBD. And all the other toys are massive dicks to the rabbit because he doesn't have a lot of fancy features and is a little different. I can relate to that. Thus, Velveteen Rabbit feels like shit and very powerless. But then the little boy loves him so much that the rabbit becomes real. Heartwarming. And of course, I understand that this is a children's story about nursery magic and not totally applicable to the everyday codependent lifestyle. But wouldn't it be great if Velveteen Rabbit had loved himself enough that he became real and didn't have to depend on the undying devotion of a child? A child who has about the same emotional availability as the narcissists, addicts, and psychopaths we codependents are so very often drawn to. We love enabling that behaviour. Ding, ding, ding. So, so guilty. There is another toy in the nursery. Skin Horse. Skin Horse has been there a long time and is pretty weathered. He's seen some things and he's put up with a lot. He's fairly defeated. When you are real, you don't mind being hurt, Skin Horse tells Velveteen Rabbit. Wow. What a problematic little statement that is, Skin Horse. Who put you in charge? But it's true. If there's someone showing us attention, if we're experiencing what we think is love, even if it's breadcrumbing love, we'll put up with pretty much anything. And the breadcrumbs become addictive. We spend 99% of the time ravenous and waiting to feast on the breadcrumbs. However, one cannot survive on dust, air, and the occasional breadcrumb. This is called starvation, and it leads to a slow and painful death. But we're willing to endure, because the breadcrumbs are better than the endless emptiness and half-cursed life. We'll accept the shreds of love we think we deserve because anything is better than nothing. Codependency. It comes with a side of selflessness, always putting yourself second, caretaking, worship. These may sound like lovely qualities in a person, in a partner, but really, it's coming from a place of hoping beyond hope that the other party will become addicted to us in the same way we are addicted to them. They may not have asked for the worship, so why should they give it in return? And of course, if they have asked for it, cryptically, I'm sure, they're probably a narcissist. This is a whole other episode, and I have a lot to say. But if they haven't, and we don't receive the same professions of endless love and fawning adulation we so desperately crave and surreptitiously hope we richly deserve, it is confusing and upsetting. And here we welcome a whole new side of codependency. Manipulation. Again, there is a whole other episode arriving about the victim complex, but it does relate to codependency. Getting none of our needs met means we might get a little desperate. And desperate times call for desperate measures. Manipulation is a scary word. Manipulation sounds like the girl in year 11 with two last names who said she liked your shoes when she definitely didn't like your shoes. It sounds cruel and deliberate, but it's often sneaky and unintended. It's just very upsetting. It comes from an end of tether place, and it may look like putting yourself in danger, getting hurt, getting sick, making more of getting hurt and getting sick. Here I am. I'm sick. I'm hurt. I'm in danger. Here is the perfect opportunity for you to help me and put me first because I cannot put myself first. You have to do it. This never works. It doesn't matter how many times another person saves you from the brink of destruction. Unless you can bring yourself back from the cliff's edge, it's all completely redundant. If the manipulation works, great. Tick. You did it. But the high will fade and we will repeat the process all over again, testing the level of love, because you would do it for them. I remember saying recently that I would have given a kidney to the man I was in love with, without question. I would have given him half my liver. Not that it was in great shape, see episode one. He could barely share his oat milk. I once had a partner who was also a codependent. He was so well-intentioned, genuinely. But his favourite days were the days when I was sick, depressed, the days when I relapsed from bulimia. Because he got to swoop in and save me. He had purpose. I needed him. He understood his role and he felt alive. He was invaluable. But this became suffocating because we could only exist in this way. And there is so, so much more outside of rescuing and being rescued. And I am very guilty of doing both, yearning and being yearned for. Basically doing anything to avoid being alone and returning to being made out of plastic. I hate to break it to you, but no one else can love you hard enough and long enough for you to become real. You are not the Velveteen Rabbit and there is no such thing as the nursery fairy. I know, it was hard for me too. Only you can do that for you. Otherwise, you'll be forever balancing on a wobbly, wobbly bridge, grabbing onto bits of string and broken boards to avoid falling. Or travelling down a dark, dark tunnel, gravitating towards dimming lights with a this'll do mentality, throwing all your wood on the fire until you've depleted your stock and end up very cold and very lost, rather than holding out for the bright light at the end of that long, inky road. It's a scary step to take, but it's there and you'll find it. Don't give all your firewood to a person who's addicted to timber and expect them to share. They'll take it, leave you in a cave, and burn your fucking house down. Occasionally returning with breadcrumbs. You deserve sourdough, but you've got to bake your own. You can only control yourself. You have power over your own oven. Don't try and control anyone else's. They won't thank you in the end, and the bread won't rise. Analogy's over. Go get a sourdough starter kit.
Don't forget to rate and subscribe. A new episode coming at you every Tuesday. Send your stories or get in touch at contact@whydoyouthink.com. I'll see you soon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.